Welcome back to Empowered Educator, everyone. This is the podcast that empowers educators just like you to step into a leadership role and make a profound impact on education. I'm your host, Dr. Mel Vandevort. In today's episode, I'm going to dive into the questions of why and what when it comes to transitioning from a teacher to a principal. I'm going to talk about what drives teachers to take that step and move into a principal position. And I'm going to also talk about what exactly that looks like when you do move into a principal position. Join me today as I unravel the motivations, the responsibilities, and the opportunities that come with being a principal. I want to help you discover how being a principal or becoming a principal helps you to align with your unique vision for education. Let's get started. Hi, friend. Are you ready to move into a leadership position? Do you have interests and ambitions that you want to pursue, but feel like you don't know how to take that next step? Maybe you want to start your own coaching or consulting agency. I'm Mel, and I help educators define their career path through correct mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for your career transition. I will show you how to level up your leadership skills, share your expertise in a new way, create impact on a larger scale, and put your leadership in motion. As an educator for over 20 years, I started to feel underused and like I had more to give. I knew when the time had come for me to leave the classroom and affect change on a larger level. Now, I'm ready to help you determine where your talents and skills mesh with your passions and interests, put your leadership in motion, and move into that next phase of your educational career journey. Let me help you define your career path by having the right mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for that next leadership position. So power up and put your leadership in motion. Well, hello, everyone. I know that you are probably fully into the second quarter of the year. It is November. You settled into first quarter and you now know what changes you need to make, which direction you need to go to make sure that second, third, and fourth quarter is phenomenal. For some of you, you're starting to think about what next year is going to look like. In the next few months, principal positions are going to be coming open and you're thinking about maybe applying for a principal position, or you're thinking about how can I position myself to start learning what I need to learn so I can be prepared when the time is right for myself to move into a principal position. You've seen your principal in the building. You've seen what he or she does to lead the building effectively. And you really want to know, well, what else is there? What exactly does being a principal entail? The principal of your building is the instructional leader of your building. The principal has a ton of responsibilities and functions that they are responsible for. Things like educational leadership, setting a clear educational vision and mission for your school, promoting some positive school culture that fosters learning and growth, not just for students, but for teachers, for everyone in the building, actually. And then leading curriculum development and instructional improvement efforts. They take on those administrative or management responsibilities, such as managing the day-to-day operations, which is scheduling, budgets, making sure there's resources for everyone, overseeing the school's policies and procedures to ensure that there's compliance. And if there's not an assistant principal, then the principal is responsible for all of the student discipline and staff evaluations. They're there for student support and development, ensuring that there's a safe and inclusive learning environment. They promote student engagement, behavior, make sure attendance is where it needs to be, and support the academic and personal development of the students. They're also responsible for faculty and staff development, making sure that there's good recruiting and hiring procedures in place, and making sure that you're retaining those high-quality teachers and staff, making sure that professional development is provided and that there's different opportunities for the educators in the building. And a very important job of the principal is community engagement. building those strong relationships with the parents, the guardians, and the local community, not just parents and guardians, but the community as a whole, promoting partnerships and collaborations that benefit the school. And that includes advocating for school needs and priorities within the community itself. And with the help of staff, school improvement is definitely one of the top priorities of a principal. Analyzing data and performance metrics to identify those areas that you need to improve in. They're responsible for crisis management, decision making and accountability, communication, and their own professional learning as well, and staying up on trends and the practices that are research-based and proven to get results. When I was ready to move into a principal position, I mean, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a school principal. I had two very specific reasons why. First of all, I wanted to promote student leadership. I was all about Junior Beta. I was a Junior Beta Club sponsor. I loved it. I loved seeing the students step into leadership and really blossom as student leaders. But I also wanted to affect change on a bigger scale for professional learning. I saw that it wasn't always effective. At my school, it wasn't necessarily job embedded, and it needed to be. There were just so many opportunities that I saw that were being missed, and I wanted to help lead professional learning in a different direction and make a bigger impact. And that was my why. And many of you have different reasons why you would want to move into a principal position. And being very crystal clear on what I wanted to accomplish or why I wanted to move into a principal position really shaped my journey into being a principal. And it shaped my journey afterward as well. Once I started a doctorate program, I was crystal clear on what my doctoral thesis was going to be. It was going to be about professional learning and how to be more impactful in the way we present professional learning to our teachers. I am not at all about wasted time and money and efforts on professional learning or professional development. That is not effective. I am all about making sure that our funds, our resources are being used effectively and that teachers are actually growing and learning from the things that they're supposed to be growing and learning from in the professional learning world. Professional learning is not, let me repeat that, not a one size fits all. So keep in mind that it's very important to align your vision with your why. Craft a very clear vision statement that will help you get clarity on your purpose for moving into a leadership role. It helps keep you inspired and motivated, gives you direction and focus. It also helps you align your efforts and your actions that you are going to take to move into that principal position. When I was preparing for interviews, I literally would sit around and like visualize what it was going to look like for me to be a principal. I had everything in my head. I could see it crystal clear in my daydreams and my visions. And being able to visualize everything about being a principal helped me to be very successful when it was time to interview for my first principal position. I was crystal clear in my answers and in my vision that I was able to relay to the Board of Education that was interviewing me. But along with all of the wonderful things, the positive, wonderful things about being a principal, there are going to be some challenges that you are going to have to be able to be resilient and work through. Some of those things are student achievement. It's going to be your responsibility to help raise the academic performance in your building and close any achievement gaps that you have. And you're going to have to do some work with your team to figure those out. Teacher recruitment and retention, that is always something that's a challenge, especially right now. Budget constraints, safety and security issues, which is growing in every area of the country. And sometimes it's a challenge just to build positive relationships with the parents and the community. That's why it's so important to network with other principals and other leaders and collaborate on different ways that you can really build that community and parent engagement and involvement with your building. And promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in your building may be a significant challenge, but there are ways that you can do it. And collaboration with other schools and other school leaders is also a great way to work through making sure that every student feels included valued, and celebrated, and that they have equal access to all the educational opportunities afforded to other students. And there are many other things, state and federal regulations, technology integration, leadership development, time management. That is a big challenge for some principals, especially new principals. So that's something you can start working on now before even thinking to move into a leadership position. But even though there are challenges, successful principals are those who can effectively navigate the challenges while maintaining a focus on the overall well-being and success of their building and everyone in the building, students and adults. So if you're ready to move into that leadership position as a principal, get crystal clear on your why and write yourself a vision statement. And if you're ready to move from teacher to leader and step fully into the purpose for which you were created and this new season of your life, let me help you. Reach out. There's a link in the show notes where you can schedule an empowerment session with me and we can figure out what your journey is going to look like. And I can help you figure out the nuts and bolts of what you need to do and the best way to get there. I hope today's show was a blessing as you continue on the path toward everything that God has in store for your life and your career. Have an amazing weekend. Have a little time to yourself. And do some relaxing and some unwinding and get rejuvenated for next week. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you back here again next Friday. Bye-bye.